Today's daf is Matzia Mem Vav. We're picking up from Mem Hei Mabez. Amar Rav Papa. About five lines up from the bottom of the page. So we were discussing a machlokes last time between Rav and Levi whether or not matbea can be used for chalipin instead of using a kli for chalipin. Maybe even Paris was discussing the machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. We were discussing a machlokes Rav and Levi whether coins, which is typically used as kesef, can coin be used as chalipin? We're not sure. He says, well, one of them says matbea could be used as chalipin, and one of them says matbea cannot be used as chalipin. You can't make an exchange with money. It doesn't have that effect. It doesn't work as chalipin. That's the machlekes. Rav Papa makes a qualification. Amar Rav Papa, afilu madamar im matbea chalipin. Even according to the opinion that matbea cannot be used in a chalipin, you can't use it as an exchange. Matbea is used for mamonis. It doesn't have that power of affecting a kinyan as a chalipin. Ma'avirud le'av the chalipin. It can't be. You can't use the coins as the item in the equation to affect the kinyan chalipin, but it can be mikni b'chalipin. It could be nikna through chalipin. So, for example, let's say a person's exchanging, like we normally do, money for an item, right? Which is normally kinyan kesef. But if you want to have it work with kinyan chalipin, let's just go over what we know already, because kinyan kesef we discussed whether it's drabbana or it's derais. So come up more again in today's daf and tomorrow's daf. Machlekes berachah v'shlakish. But kinyan kesef, we say, whether it's midaraisa doesn't work or midarabana doesn't work, lemaisa doesn't work to affect the kinyan. Just giving the money is not a kinyan. It affects the mishapara, but it does not affect the kinyan. What makes the kinyan? Being meishach the chayfetz, when you meishach the item, that affects the kinyan. By chalipin, when you do an exchange of an item for an item, a shar for a chamar, or the like, when you do chalipin, when you do a meisa kinyan on the, once one person is kind of one item, the other side is automatically nikna. So the shayla is, if you're using your money as a chalipin, we have machlekes, if it works out, that's machlekes Rav and Levi, we just pointed out. But says Rav Papa, what if you're making a kinyan, you're exchanging the money for a cow, but there is chalipin. If the party that's being kind of the cow does a mashicha on the cow, then the money will be nikna. Even the opinion that says you can't do chalipin on money, that means you can't say that by maybe taking the money, doing mashicha on the money, the cow is nikna. But if you do a mashicha on the cow, the money is nikna. Why? Says the Gemara, mita havi apir lav Nachman. Because this would be no different than Paris, according to Rav Nachman. We kind of just touched on this. Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, and Machlekes, whether Paris can work for chalipin. Why? The source of chalipin is a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vishal v'shnali." Talks about a person taking off a shoe. And Rav Nachman learns, we'll have it, I don't think we got to it today, we had tomorrow's afternoon Jam. Rav Nachman learns that dafka, when a person uses a kli like a shoe or a keli, could affect chalipin. Even a sundar, a handkerchief, couldn't affect chalipin. You can't affect chalipin with a peri. So even though you can affect chalipin with a peri, but if you did chalipin and the peri was the item on the other side of the equation, the chalipin would be a kinyan on the peri. So to money, even though it doesn't work to be the main first side of the kinyan, you can't take hold of the money and expect that to be the chalipin. But if you took hold of the other item that's being changed for the money, and the money is just the secondary item which is being nikna, that would still work, says Gemara. Midi peri l'Rav Nachman, so different than peris according to Rav Nachman, meaning the Mer explains, peri l'Rav Nachman, lav avagav dinu l'avdi chalipin, akni mekna b'chalipin. Even though peris cannot affect chalipin themselves, that can't be the source of the kinyan, but it could be nikna through chalipin, peris, even according to Rav Nachman. Tivanami, so to coinage, coins, also, Leishna, same thing. You can't do chalipin. We're not sure who's saying it, Rav or Levi. But whichever one is saying that kesef, mois, cannot be nikna b'chalipin, it just means the kesef can't do the act of chalipin on the kesef. But he did the act of chalipin on the other item, and the kesef is being nikna in exchange for the other item, then avada, it would work. Namely, the kesef could be nikna b'chalipin. Ask the Gemara not so fast. You tell me a klal of Rapa that kesef could certainly be nikna through chalipin. If that's the case, then why was this not an itza in the Mishnah in Ma'aseh Sheni? Says the Gemara, Meisvei. Ask the Gemara a question from the following Mishnah. It's a Mishnah again in Ma'aseh Sheni in Perek Dalad Mishnah Hay. I'm a begayrin, a person standing at his gayrin, his threshing floor, and he has all these pairs of Ma'aseh Sheni. He doesn't want to slap him up to Yishalayim. So what does he do? We know the famous ideas. It's a pasuk chamish. You can exchange the Paris on the Kedusha onto Mammon and take the money to Yishalayim. But he doesn't want to do that either. Why not? Because the pasuk says that if a person goes and takes his produce and he exchanges it onto money, he has to go and add a fifth. The person who is makdash his produce onto money has to add a fifth. If you jump into Rashi, three lines over the bottom of the page, Rashi says, of course, the pasuk, he wants to avoid Loyischayev chayim in the middle of the line. Chayimish dichsev towards the end of the line, three lines from the bottom. Im gol yigal ish b'masrei. If a person redeems his ma'aser, chamishasa yosef lov, he has to add a fifth. Yes, and a fifth. Now, what does it mean a fifth? By the way, fifth is normally 20%. It means 25%. Because we're talking about a fifth milavar from the outside. So if his total produce, let's say, is worth 100, he doesn't add 20. He's got to add 25. So 25 is a fifth out of 125. Point is, it's a significant amount they just want to add. So how does he circumvent it? So go right there, second line for the bottom of Rashi, the end of that Rashi. Memasroi. It's dafka from his own ma'aser. But if I buy someone's ma'aser sheni, then there's no need to add the fifth. So what's his eitzah? His eitzah is to transfer his ma'aser sheni to someone else, a good friend of his. Go back. I'm going out of order. Go earlier, Rashi. I'm speaking outside. Then we'll go back inside. Go back to the beginning of the Rashi now. No, I'm sorry. Sorry. The next words of Rashi. We're good. Go to his friend who loves him, who's not going to try to take advantage of him. And the friend knows he's just trying to circumvent. He's trying to get around the issue of adding a chaimish. So what does he do? He goes to his friend, says the Gemara, back inside. Says the Gemara that the Mishnah says over there that a person who wants to get around this chaimish, if he's standing by the garin, ve'ein bi'adam mayis, and he has no money on hand to, what would he do with the money? He would just give the money to his friend and have his friend do the redemption. That would be the simplest thing. Give the money to the friend and let the friend do the redemption. He doesn't have the money. So what does he do? He'll tell his friend, the payers themselves, I'm going to gift it to you. Matana, top of Mem Vav Mem Aleph. And then he says, the original owner says, these payers that belong to my friend, I'm going to be mechulah them, the Kedusha, onto money. I have my house. I'll be mechulah onto those monies. And now that the payers are by his friend, it's not his money and his payers, because the payers are by his friend, he's able to go and be mechulah onto his money without adding the fifth. Now, before we go further, just go back to one Rashi that I want to go back to. Go back to the beginning of the Rashi, four lines from the bottom of the page. He does like a harama pipijayna. Let's keep in mind that Rashi is calling it what it is. He's doing a trick, this guy. It's technically someone else's, but he's doing a trick. He's doing a harama to give it to someone else. It's very negeah. It's very negeah this week. We do a very popular thing. We sell our chametz. And we do it, of course, all the Paiskim, they sanction it. No, I shouldn't say all, but most of the Paiskim, they sanction it, and it's something that's been done for many, many years. And it's l'chayru, the idea of selling it to a guy, and you're going to buy it back at the end of it. Typically, there aren't too many stories where the guy keeps it.
You say many years?
Yes, this goes back to this idea of selling, goes back many years. But the...
it's in the Gemara.
100%. But the point is that even so, I'm not embarrassed, or I'm not going to shy away from calling it a little bit of haram. And the point that we'll get back to in a moment, there are haramas that are sanctioned, to Yudah's point, there are haramas that are sanctioned by Chazal, as far back as the Gemara, and as far back as this. We're not saying just because it's haram means it's wrong, or you can't do it. But it is, we're not fooling ourselves. It is a loophole. It's a kind of a legal loophole. And when Chazal saw fit to do it, we do it. We'll speak more about that shortly. They just want to point out that this isn't... to Iska, a Prisbal. Again, these are Tekaras of Chachamim, giants, right? Going back to Hillel, dating back to early times, doesn't mean Chas V'Shalom they're wrong. It just means that we're not to fool ourselves and say this is exactly the way it was laid out originally. And again, you could say the Torah had this in mind and knew you could do all this, but it definitely wasn't the simple, straight out way that was set up forth by the Torah. It is somewhat of a ram, but we'll get back to it. Okay, I don't want to stress it. Let's finish the Chesh with the Gemara and let's circle back. Okay, it says the Gemara. So now, the fellow is being mocked in the payers, because we spoke out, he didn't have money on hand, so he's mocking the payers, and then he's mechala on his mamon, and he can do it without the chaimish, because it's his friend's payers on his mayas, that's fine. Says Gemara, make a deal time of day by other mayas. The reason is because he didn't have money on hand. But if he had the money on hand, we would prefer him to give over the money. If he had mayas on hand, then liknulu idach mashicha. If he had the money on hand, he would simply give over the mayas, the mashicha, to his friend, uparik. And then once the mayas is by the friend will do the redemption, and that would be great. That would be better. That's better than this mahalach. This mahalach is worse. Why? Because the money would be by the friend. The friend is a third party from these payers, and he's redeeming it. He's clearly a third party. It's better that way. It's a better, we'll call it a better harama. It's cleaner. It's cleaner. Why is it cleaner? So if you jump into Rashi, Rashi addresses the Tachi Adif. Look at Rashi, about 70 lines down from the top of the page, on Mem Vav Mem Aleph. She'enay niris harama kol kach. Why? Why is it not such a Rama to pat himself on the fifth? Tavle chaveri nechra legabe meiser. Because his friend is completely strange legabe the meiser. The kriya be masroi pralachem and the drasha fits well. Meaning the Gemara is taking for granted that we know this guy, the payers original book to this guy. So even if he's mocking the payers to someone else, if he ends up redeeming with his own money, which is still in his house, his own money, we connect him. This money is doing the redemption. It's on payers that once belonged to him. It still smells a little bit. It's kosher. It works, but it's not the best data. Had the money been around, we would have much preferred that the guy gives the money to a third party. The third party goes and does the redemption with the money. He received the money from the friend. So what? He's doing the redemption himself. He's a third party. He's doing the redemption. The payers still belong to the first guy. And that's considered more of... It's less of a clear harama. It's considered cleaner. Okay. But here's the Gemara's bomb kasha. So it's clear you'd rather give the friend the money and have the Baalim himself keep the payers. But when the money's not around, you have no choice but makna the payers. But why don't you have an etza? Be makna the money, agav chalipin. Agav is a bad word. You be makna the money with chalipin. Be makna the money with chalipin. If chalipin works, like a frappa says, even if your old chalipin doesn't work as a kenyan kesef, it doesn't work to affect the kenyan chalipin with kesef. But if you do a kenyan chalipin with something else in order to be kind to the kesef, Rapapa says everyone agrees it works, so do that here too. Says Gemara, let this fellow be kind to the mayis, let's be makna the mayis to this nachri, to this friend. Agav sudur, kenyan sudur is a classic chalipin, and then let him redeem it the way you want it, lechatchila. Answers the Gemara, the lesley sudur. We're talking about a case where he doesn't have a sudur, there's no hachamai skinan, there's no handkerchief, there's no sudur here. Now, what does it mean, no sudur? The guy's not wearing a shirt, he's not wearing shoes, there's no sudur. So, the Hishayinim take two very opposite approaches here, two opposite diukim. The Taisus brings, and if it's for better parents, Taisus brings that avada, the guy must be wearing clothing, it must be that the clothing he was wearing is borrowed. And borrowed clothing is not good for chalipin. In order to chalipin, you have to own the sudr itself. You have to own the shoe yourself. You have to own, I'll say a more practical example. It happens by chassan tish all the time. The chassan does a kinyan sudr over there. So he has to own the pen himself. Now, often you'll hear the people, the Masada Gush, whoever it is, who's the mouth, will say, be kind to the pen, be kind it. It's hard for this reason. According to the Rabbein of Paris, it's a riot from our Gemara that it must be told where the guy's not naked, so he's dressed. It's just obviously it's not his own clothing, and it must be borrowed. And if it's borrowed, it's a riot, it's a chariah. It doesn't work for Kenyan Siddur, borrowed clothing. That is one take on our Gemara, the Leslie Siddur, because to assume he's totally undressed, which the Gemara will kind of mention two lines for now. Mashmoy said he was undressed, okay, but which is again very, very bechidish. We'll talk about that as well. But the simple understanding is, like Tay's saying, he's taka not really undressed, just borrowed clothing, and it's a riot that borrowed clothing doesn't work for chalipin. That is Tay's approach. However, the Ritva takes exactly opposite approach. The Ritva is medayik, mamish opposite. The Gemara says, the less they sudder, which we understand to mean he's undressed, and the Gemara will say, as I lush in a couple lines for now, that there's the Tana talking about a case where the guy is undressed. It's going to add another element because it's going to come up next few lines. He also has no karka. Are we talking about a guy that has no land and no clothing? What type of case is that? The Ritva learns it means literally. The Gemara means to say he has no clothing. Says the Ritva, it must be that borrowed clothing does work. Mamashin apazadiyak for the same Gemara. Why? Because the Gemara says Lay Sudur, he doesn't have any sudur, he doesn't have any handkerchief, he doesn't have any shoes, doesn't have any shirt to you do for chalipin. Sounds like if he had one, even if it was borrowed, it would work. Otherwise, the Gemara would have said he's wearing borrowed clothing. The fact that the Gemara says he doesn't have it at all sounds like if it definitely would work. If he had something, even if it was borrowed, it would work. So the Ritva is taking out a diak from here that borrowed clothing or borrowed items, kalim, does work for chalipin, and the taisus being from many parents that the borrowed items do not work for chalipin. Unbelievable how two rishonim take exact opposite. They both saw, obviously this Gemara, they felt there's some sort of raya to the idea of a borrowed item for chalipin, but they have an diametrically opposite outcome. Okay, says the Gemara still, and we threw in this word before. Okay, so forget about now the Gemara that Rashi explains this next question is on Rav Papa. That first question was on Rav Papa. If you hold chalip works to be kind of mice, why in this case isn't in the Mishnah? Is there an eitz to be kind of mice? The answer is hachamai askin of the Mishnah. There was no kinyan sudur there to be had. There was no sudur around to be had. Either he had, but it was borrowed, or didn't have it at all. Okay, but nothing. He couldn't do kinyan sudur. Ask him right now. General question. Nothing to Rav Papa. Isn't there another eitz to be kind of the mice? Be kind of agav. Says Rav Nikkun agav karka. Why can't he be makin of the mice to his friend agav a little piece of karka? Right, we know there's a kenyan called kenyan agav. Comes up kedushin. We reference those gemaras a couple times now. Over these blah, it comes up again now. This is the gemara. I think it's daf chavav. It's going to come up again tomorrow's daf. We know there's a concept called being kind of kenyan agav. You kind of metalton agav karka. Why can't you turn it? Be makna the mumman the kesef agav karka. And it's the gemara. The less the karka. We're talking about he doesn't have karka. Even though every year it has a little chel of karka, and we use that in order to make a The principle, as Yehuda referenced before, the idea of principle, but it is based on the idea of every person owning some karka, because it's supposed to shrich, not daf karka. But apparently, for this purpose, we don't say he has karka for kinyan agav. Says the Mishnah's case was he was standing in the gairin. Was it not his threshing floor? Not his gairin? Answers the Gemara. We're talking about a gairin that was not his. The taka wasn't his own threshing floor. It was his peiris, his ma'aser sheni, but not his threshing floor. Says the Gemara. 1 second. The ichvul tana lashmina gavra tiloi telespe vloi klum. Is the Tana coming to teach us a case? What does a guy do? He has his ma'aser sheni, but he's naked and he has no land. The Tana's talking about such a case because if he has land or he's undressed, you'll be makna the mois agav the land. And the same, he had the money here handy, he'd give it to this third party. Even if he doesn't have it handy, he can makna to him agav, either agav karka or according to Papa through a kinyan of sudur. So is the Tana coming to him by such a case? Elalah Shmamin Amar goes back and says, "L'chur, this is Shtakaraya, Eimat Beya Niklipin." It's Shtakaraya Taka that go back to the original assumption that Matbeya cannot be Nikne Bechlipin, meaning not only those who hold Matbeya doesn't work for Chlipin, and this Mishnah seems to be subscribed to that Shita. Not only is it that Matbeya cannot affect the Chlipin, Matbeya cannot be Nikne in Chlipin either. So the Mura says, "This is L'chur, a good Shtakaraya against the assumption of Rav Papa," and says the Mura of Afra Papa Hadamir Rav Papa himself was Chayzer from this Taina. Why? Within the story, Kedar Rav Papa Havli Treisa Ilf. Rav Papa had 12,000 dinrim that he had lent that were owed to him. It was the paz, I should say, with someone in the town of Bechazai. And he went to Rav Shmuel Acha, who was going to this Bechazai. He wanted him to retrieve the money for him. So he's makatim because it makes it more responsible. Makatim because maybe it'll be more difficult for the owner to get out, the Baal Pekatan to get out for paying it. So he's makatim to him to Shmuel Bracha. How is he makatim? Agav asifa debase. He's makatim to him through the threshold of his house. And Kiyasa, when, Minkinyan Agav, and when Shmuel came back with the money, Papa was so happy, Nafak la'ape atavach. He went out as far as Tavach to greet him. He was so happy he brought back the money. What's the raya? What do you see? It's Rav Papa talking. Rav Papa holds that Kesef, even though it can't affect the Kinyan Chalipin, according to everyone, Rav or Levi, it could be Nikne Pechalipin. So why do you have to do a Kinyan Agav? Asifa debase, he could have done a Kinyan Chalipin. The fact that he did it, by Agav, the Chur would be an indication that he held that Chalipin doesn't work for Mammon. Okay, now someone pointed out after the Shira this morning, Rabbi Leizer pointed out, it's good Ara, that if Kinyan Agav is just as easy as Kinyan Chalipin, so then why is that a Raya? Yes, Rav Papa holds Kinyan Chalipin works, but also Kinyan Agav works. So he did Kinyan Agav over Kinyan Chalipin. It could be being makna the threshold of the house, even if you're going to get it back. It's not something you want to do, B'chlal, and therefore maybe Chalipin would have been a simpler solution. It's not Stam. They're both viable solutions, but the Agav is not as simple as the solution of Chalipin. In particular, we didn't point this out before, but in particular, before it sounded like we weren't so makpin on the money being Tsurin, right? The whole discussion, Tsiburin, where the money has to be piled up in the field, when you kind of metal on agav karka, does it need food to be in a tiburin? Has to be piled up on the karka, or is it sufficient just to be kind of the karka, be kind of the mice, come up a shoe? That's a whole discussion over there in Kedushin and elsewhere, whether agav needs to be on the spot. So if you need to be on the spot, then certainly Chalipin would be an easier kinyan. Okay, the Gemara holds as a good raya, that Papa himself was chayzer. Before we get right to the Gemara, just a few points to discuss. We're short on time, but let's just quickly touch on the idea of a Rama we spoke about already. Let's touch on the idea of a Rama, and like you mentioned, L'chaira, the idea of heteriska, sorry, you mentioned heteriska, we mentioned prisbol. The idea of heteriska, the idea of prisbol, the idea of selling chametz, the Gemara in Beitza really talks more about a couple of forms of Arama. The Gemara in Beitza discusses if one shechs fresh meat on, shechs an animal, on Yom Tov, he allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov, and even though he technically we shecht all meat, obviously prior to Yom Tov, but it's fresher if you shecht it on Yom Tov, and you allow shecht on Yom Tov, and you are allowed to salt the meat on Yom Tov, of course, to make it mutter to eat. However, the hides, which you want to salt right away because you want to preserve them because they have value, that you can't salt on Yom Tov. That's not eichel nefesh. That's just, you know, trying to save money from your hides and get profit from the leather. That you can't salt on Yom Tov, but you can do a little trick and salt the meat and place the hides under it, or place the meat on top of where the hides are, and salt it over there, that the salt falls onto the hides. So you're not directly trying to salt the hides, you're salting the meat. Then agav, it gets salted. That's a form of harama. The more beitza discusses cooking extra, also beitza, cooking extra yantiv for someone that didn't make it after shilin. Let's say, or for someone that needs food, didn't have enough, cooking extra for them, or bringing famous throughout Shas, that tzaddik, the derish rishonim, were much more chashev, and much more, you know, Bali Amunah than Deres Achronim. Deres Achronim would purposely bring their payers directly through the front door, Raya Pnei Abayis, Bichayim and Shubas Maisos, whereas Deres Achronim, they bring it there, Gagai, Chatzir, Vekafifai, they bring it through the roof, through the Chatzir, through the portico, all to avoid having seen Pnei Abayis, after the produce doesn't see Pnei Abayis, it's not Flimachiv and Shubas Maisos. Again, that's a form of, that's for one second, that's the form of Aram, these are all forms of Arama. Yes, one akud is, and similar to what you start again, either whether it's fixing something or whether it's initial, some say that one cannot employ harama when it's to make up like for a mistake. But if it's for lechatchila, that there's a situation, I give an example actually, this one that I didn't see them bring down, but there's a clear one. If one wants to circumvent the din of a ma'isa behema, or of bechar, one wants to circumvent the din of bechar, he all he has to do is have shutfis with a guy, a mum in the corner of the ear is good enough. So if you could do a surgery in utero and cut the ear of the animal before the chiv b'char eschal, that's one way. Or you can simply give a small portion of shittif to a guy, and once the guy is a shittif, then therefore there's not going to be a din of b'char. Now the Gemara in b'char speaks negatively about it, as kind of the way Yehuda was talking about the trimmus and maisus going around the front door. The Gemara in b'char speaks negatively about it, but I think it already comes up in the Gemara, and certainly, I'm 90% sure it's already in the Gemara's there, and certainly afterwards, b'zman hazeh, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash Nebuch, and a Bechar roaming around is just a walking me'ila, time bomb, right? Even though once it gets a mum, you can shecht it, and then give it to the Kayin, and it's fine, it can be taken out to the Beis HaMikdash, but till it gets a mum, having it rummage around, having all these Bechars rummage around, presents a bigger danger than the preferred method is to partner with a guy and to circumvent the din of Bechar. So you find this concept in certain places where it's an Eitzah to circumvent an issue, that's when it's okay. But when it's coming to fix a problem that, let's say, someone self-created, for example, the case where a person didn't make Erev Tav Shilin and he was supposed to, or a case like that, we prefer not to dabble in Aram. That's one of the Agdaras that the Mefarshim give. But the Mordechai says a very interesting thing, and this touches on another point you mentioned, but again, not exactly where you were going with it. Mordechai wants to say that when the issue is, when it's Issur Derabanan, we have no problem doing haramas. When it's Issur of Deraisa, we're trying to circumvent an Issur Deraisa, then we don't like to do haramas. Chametz of Pesach is coming up next week. Everyone's going to sell their chametz. Chametz of Pesach. Some sell chametz gomer, some don't. Almost everyone sells, at least whiskey. People sell chametz. What's going on? L'chari chametz is Bali Rabbi Yamatz's Deraisa, and everyone does it. Has a shtim with the Mordechai. Says the Makar Chaim, he quotes Tvu Ashar, and he says, since we're all Mevatel our chametz. If you Mevatel your chametz, then really, there's no din of getting rid of our chametz. That's right, the Mar is right at the beginning of Pesachim. Why do we get rid of our chametz if we're mevatel anyway? The Mar says Shem Yisagulski Yafa. The whole bedika, the whole idea of getting rid of it, is because Shem Yisagulski Yafa. So therefore, it's already downgraded on a derais level. It's gone on a derais level where we're mevatel our chametz. It's only a derabanan to begin with the whole issue, and for a derabanan we could sell, which is pretty ironic. Which they chapt, I pointed out to them this morning, and some of them chapt onto this, that it's the chametz you're selling, you're not mevatel. The irony is, Yemavato, any other chametz. So the point is that you're not circumventing a deraisa by selling it, because if you wouldn't have sold it, it would be part of your bittul. But Lamaisa wasn't, because Lamaisa, you sold that chametz. So whatever you sold was not part of your bittul. So it's taka still deraisa. What you're selling is still deraisa. It's interesting, the fact that it would have been included in my kol chamir v'chamia, it would have been included in my bittul. Therefore, it would have been downgraded to Rabbanan. That's enough to call it a Rabbanan, to Kshuah Shar, and to save us from the issue that the Miri says only applies to Derises, only applies to Rabbanan, not to Derises. However, the Makor Chaim himself suggests that he disagrees with this idea that does work on Derises. He holds it works on Derises, not only to Rabbanan. It's just a matter, a function of two things. We have to, not first and foremost, you have to make sure the mechanism is working. It's got to be a proper Kenyan. It can't be a fake Kenyan. It's got to be a real Kenyan. And we actually do multiple Kenyan. We sell it to a guy, the Rabbanim that sell it. And I know this because I've done it personally, not on self for other people, but Rabbi Kanner explained to me how to sell. He said, if you have a guy that you know personally, and you have, if you're someone, especially if you're someone that sells Chametz Gomer, so if you could do a Kenyan with someone you know personally, do a proper Kenyan, a multiple Kenyan, it's, again, it's a dangerous slope, but he guided me exactly all the details. So we do a Kenyan Shtar, Kenyan Kesef, and Kenyan Chalipin. We do all three of those kyanim. I literally rent the place. It's a nanny, so she fears she was living in. Now she doesn't, but I can still rent her certain areas, and we have a proper contract and mice. But the point is that we do three kyanim. It's not just a trick. There's three, it's real kinyan. obviously, we know what happens. The intent is for ultimately for us to buy it back, and they typically buy it back, and they usually don't really want it. But the bottom line is the kinyanim were done. It was technically, has to be technically sound. That's Tanai number one, says Makar Achayim, number one. Number two, he says, then we can start to focus on, once you have proper mechanisms, it works, Sefer Derabanan, Sefer Deraisa, we can focus on intent, if the intent is an intent that is something that Chazal has sanctioned, and therefore it's okay even for Deraisas, or not, then we can start focusing on intent, and maybe in some cases where the intent wasn't sanctioned by Chazal, even if it technically works, still you shouldn't do it, and maybe that's where, you know, not being very paid by, especially Gemara frowned upon, that you had to point out before, that maybe would fall into that category, that the intent is no good. But the point is, as long as the mechanism is working, and the intent is okay, or sanctioned by Chachamim, then it wouldn't be a problem, and even on a Deraisa. Okay, two other quick questions, and then we'll go further on this Gemara of this little Mishnah. It really has pages of Yisaidis and Kinyanim and other dinim that come out of it. The Sugya of Aramik we just discussed. Then there's another discussion that why wasn't there Eitzah for this fellow with the Ma'aser Sheni to be makna to his friend Agav the Karka, or be makna with Chalipin, and we see Ulmi says Raya Taka the Chalipin doesn't work to be Kaina Kasa, fine. But ask Taisvis, what about a Kinyan Udisa? There's a concept of a Kinyan Aida where a person is Maida. He's made it to his friend that this belongs to him, whether there's a kinyan done or not in it. If I'm made it to you that this item that is, everyone thinks is mine belongs to you, then it belongs to you. It works. It's called a kinyan idisa. So ask Taisvis, why can't we just do a kinyan idisa over here? Milan be made the money that's in his house belongs to his friend, and then the friend can be paid to the Ma'aser Sheni with that money, and it's that was the preferred way that the friend does takes care of all the monetary side. The payers stay by him, and the money goes to the friend. So no, do kinyan idisa. As I fact, Tais answers Tais Bavakama. Tais Bavakama answers the question and says, it's only a kinyan derabanan. A Kenyan Udisa is a Kenyan Derabanan, which opens up a massive conversation. So you're telling me the reason why that's not an Eitz over here is because redeeming the Ma'aser Sheni is in Daraisa, and being Makna, and the fact that it's, if it's his own money, he has to add a Chaymish is in Daraisa. And over here, the Kenyan Udisa is only Derabanan, and that doesn't work to circumvent to get around the Din Daraisa, which means essentially we're saying that a Kenyan Derabanan is not recognized. And since it's not a Kinyan Deraisa, it's not recognized on a Deraisa level, which is not so pasha. We find all over discussions whether a Din Derabanan, once Derabanan said it, it's recognized on a Deraisa level by a Surah Anah. A guy's Mekadosh Nishu with a Surah Anah, does it work or not? L'chair doesn't work, not just on a Rabbinic level, but Deraisa is not a Surah Anah. But even on a Deraisa level, it doesn't work. Now over there, it's more simple, because over there you could say, once Derabanan made it a Surah Anah, it has no Shavius. And once it has no Shavius in modern day society, because of the Derabanan, so automatically, it can't work for a Kinyan even on the rice level because it has Roshavia. So that's not such a chiddush, that's less of a chiddush. But we find in other discussions that Kinyan and Derabanan seem to, once Derabanan were recognized as a Kinyan, it could work even for the rice level. Taisus is over here clearly saying not. Taisus and Bavakama on our sugya on this question with Isa is saying not. Since the Kinyan Derabanan, it wouldn't work for the rice. So we find elsewhere, for example, just one quick example, Rambam calls the Kinyan of Kesef. Rambam says by Kedushin, a Kinyan Kesef, which is a Kinyan Medivir Seifrim. Yeah, can you be different seferim? Yet it affects kedushin daraisa pashtas. So, assuming Rambam different seferim means like it normally means, which is drabanan, still it affects the kinyan daraisa. So he's holding the kinyan kesef is even though again we know everyone knows the gemara of kedushin daf beis ki chichem is teferim we darshin kesef works. Okay, question why Rambam is calling it different seferim? But assuming those words are literal, there would be a kinyan kesef derabanan, which works to affect kedushin daraisa, because once it's recognized in society as a kinyan, the rabbanan said it works as a kinyan, it's going to work here as well. There's many other scenarios where this comes up. It's a big scene of itself. Whether Kinyan Deraisa will have a status now, Derabanan, once it gets a Din Derabanan, will it affect even on a Deraisa level? Last point is the Tais Rush asks, I don't understand. There's Paris here. He had a whole pile of Paris. Why couldn't he take a pre? Why couldn't he take one of the Paris and done a Kinyan of and made a Kinyan with the Agav the I'm sorry, a Kinyan. We said that the problem was he had no Siddur. He had no Siddur, not Agav. A Kenyan of Chalipin. He had no Siddur to Chalipin. So why can he use a pre, one of the payers, to do Kenyan Chalipin? Yeah, we have a Machlaikas, we touched on it just now, a Machlaikas, Rav Nachman, and Rosh is where the payers works, but according to the sheet, the payers works. For Chalipin, why couldn't he use the payers here for Chalipin? Azayfek Tais Rush. Answers Tais Rush. You know why it didn't work? It doesn't work because the payer doesn't want him. Because the payers is Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni is a whole Machlaikas from Meir Yehuda, whether it's Mama Bailam or Mama Gavaya? Is it Mama Bailam with a dinti in Yerushalayim? Or is it Mama Gavaya? It belongs to Gavaya. He's only being Zeichav and Gavaya, but it doesn't belong to him. And therefore, if you go to the side, it's Mama Gavaya. Whether he can be Kadosh Nisha with it, if it's his own money, but just as in Yerushalayim, he can be Kadosh Nisha. If it's Mama Gavaya, then not so simple to Mekadesh Nisha. So therefore, he also can't be makadesh his friend. He can't use it for Kinyan Agav. As I emphasize the Taisis Harash. Frek the Achorinim, bomb Kashra, Kivagar, Bereshim. Rabbi Asher deals with this at length. That I understand if you tell me you can't be makna a Kinyan Agav on the Paris because the Paris don't belong to him because the Maisa Shani has a din of Mama Gavaya. So how was he makna the Paris to his friend? Our Eitz ultimately was in the Mishnah in Maisa Shani. Dalad hey, Mishnah Dalad, Perak Dalad, Mishnah hey. The Eitzah was be makna the Paris, and we all bothered. Why is he not figuring out a way to get the money to this friend? But he ultimately got the Paris to his friend. How's he get the Paris to his friend? The Paris don't belong to him. We just said. So the Reb Kivager answers that, Anachnami, he wasn't mamish makna the Paris to his friend. The old schus you have in the Paris is to be able to eat it. He was makna that schus, and that's enough for this purposes. That's enough for the Torah to recognize that's by a third party, because if the whole schus is to be able to eat it, so once that friend has that schus to eat it, so that's enough. Interesting, still may not work for Kedushin, but for these purposes, that was enough. That is Reb Kivager's Teretz. Reb Asher wasn't so happy with it, so he comes up with another Eitzah. Let's go weiter. We're short on time. Let's go weiter. But it's, again, another big topic about Maisa Sheni, Mama Gavaya, Mama Bailam, and why this Eitzah was an Eitzah of being kaina with Kenyan Chalipin with the idea of the pairs. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Back to Rishon Machlokes Rav and Levi, whether or not the Chalipin can be done with mice. This is going back in the first part of the Machlokes. Whether mice can affect the Chalipin, not just whether it can be nicked of a Chalipin, whether it can affect the Chalipin. Rav and Levi, one of them said, yeah, one of them said, no. We're going to have three Amaram now that all agree that it does not work. V'chein Amar Ula, Eim HaBeinas Chalipin. V'chein Amar Vasi, Eim HaBeinas Chalipin. V'chein Amar Rabba, Bar Barchano, Amar Beichanan, Eim HaBeinas Chalipin. So we have Rav Ula, we have Rav Asi, and we have Rav Bechanan Eimer Meichanan that Mabeya does not work to create Chalipin, or can affect Chalipin. It certainly can start the process and be the initiator of a Chalipin. Says the Gemara, is that so? Look at the following b'raisa. A person's workers, his donkey driver, his workers, were asking for their money, their payments. They wanted their payments or their, you know, their food, sustenance that they were entitled to, and they're standing in the marketplace, and the guy himself only has a large bill. Or, I say better, the guy himself right now in this case doesn't have any bill. He says to the money changer, give me a dinar's worth of copper coins, so I can feed them what they need, feed them their food, what they're entitled to. And I'll pay you back. I'll pay you back a good dinar, sounds like, you know, like a nice wholesome dinar, and a tracis, which is more than a dinar, a little extra, for the coins I have at home. Now that smells like ribbis. I'll take from you a dinner, and I'll give you back a nice dinner plus a traces. Now, what does the price say? Exactly that. If he has the coins at home, then it's mutter. If the coins are already at home, then it's like doing an exchange right now for the coins at home, and therefore works, which sounds like a chalipin. He's doing an exchange for the coins at home, therefore works. It's not loan. It's an exchange, therefore works. Vim lab, but if the coins, he doesn't have the coins at home right now, he's going to get them later, he doesn't even have it in his house right now, then it's usher, because that would be like a loan. Now, why is it not a loan in the first case when he has the coins at home? Because this is an exchange. If Mabeya is not Naschalipin, so it's not considered an exchange, so it's Vaiter Halva, and therefore it should be Aser. It must be a raya that Mabeya Naschalipin. Ishtik, Ula was silent. Shtarkatayna for Baba. Amalei, for Abba said Ula, I'll answer on your behalf. Dilma, maybe in the Braisa, what it means is, this is the Muslim of two answers. This is answer number one. Maybe the case talking about where Taka, the coins didn't have a minted shape on them. They weren't mamish minted coins that was regular currency. And therefore, if it wasn't mamish minted coins, so then it's Taka like Paris. It's a commodity. It's like Paris. Copper, silver, gold, whatever it is, the coinage. It's like Paris. And if it's Paris, Paris is nicknamed by Chalipin. The ID, Peirave, they both have a status of Paris. Therefore, it works a Kenyan of Chalipin in that case. Amar Lei. So Ula said back to Rababa, yes, that's Taka the Peshat over there. Take it, Ami. It's Meduyak Shkayach for answering the Kashami. And you're right in the Braisa being your Diak, because what was Lashon HaBraisa? It didn't say Dina Yafer. Rather, what did he say? Yafei Diner. Very big difference where you put the Yafei. Tiktani, Yafei Diner Vitrasis. For Lake Tani, Dina Yafer Tracis. It says Yafei Diner Vitrasis. Mashma is Mashma. It was a good Diner Tracis. The value of a good Diner Tracis, but not a properly minted coin. If it was a properly minted coin, it should have said Diner Yafa. Nice Diner. Diner Yafa Vitrasis. The fact you can say it that way must be we're talking about unminted coins. Unminted coins have the status of Paris. And since it's the status of Paris, therefore it's Nikol Bechalipin. But Avada, if it would be minted coins, it wouldn't work for Chalipin because Kesef is not like Chalipin, as Ula, Rav Asi, and Rav Yechon had stated. Rav Ashi gives a different teretz. Rav Ashi Amar, another teretz on behalf of Ula and the others. The Elam, Bedamu, Protetis. We're talking about regular minted coins like we thought. Aye, if that's the case, so why is it not a problem of ribbis? must be coming on to. It's not halva because it's a chalipin. If it's a chalipin, you see chalipin is working for money that he has. That's not here. Chalipin is working on money. Says Gemara, kiven de islay nasa kaimel aveni atsheve bni ayatshem sabavteach. It's as if once since the money is in the possession of this employer, of the guy who had to pay the wages to his employees, since he has it at home in his possession, it's as if he said, give it to me until my son comes with the stuff or until I get the key. If you recall, we just used that in yesterday's daf. We just had that in daf Memhei, where they were discussed over there about Sub Asad. There's a big sugya coming up in Eis HaNeshech, in the Ayans, about 20, 25 baht for now. The Gemara, maybe 30 baht, and I think it is. The Gemara discusses that one's not allowed to lend his friend or borrow from his friend a saw of grain and pay back a saw of grain in 3 months from now, even though it's exactly what he borrows what he's paying back. He borrowed one saw of grain. He's paying back one saw of grain. The problem is grain today, one saw of grain today may cost $10, and in 2 months from now when he pays back, it may cost inflation $15. It comes out that effectively he's paying $5 more. Then that's not really ribbis, right? There's definitely not ribbis. It's not ribbis. Tutsa, it wasn't made up for business. It could have gone the other way. I borrowed grain, I'm paying back grain. But on a rabbinic level, we say it's usher because it appears like ribbis. Because the mice, what you took was worth 10, and what you gave back was worth 15, so it appears like ribbis. We say you can't do it, it's asah. However, the halacha is that if Reuven borrows from Shimon asah, and Reuven has a saw of grain in his possession right now, but it's on a ship, it's in storage, he doesn't have access to it right now, that's why he's borrowing, but he has it, then we say it's okay. Why? Because we say we look at it as if, we pointed out the last time, that it's not mamash the kinyan chal, but it's as if the saw of grain that Reuven already has, it's already being given to the lender, to Shimon, already now, and therefore Shimon had the whole time, even though Reuven's only delivering it later, it's if he had the whole time, and therefore it's not a problem. So to over here, says Rav Ashi, same idea, since this employer has the money at home at the time of the exchange, so you don't have to come on to that they have chalipin and banas chalipin, even if you view it as somewhat of a, it's not mamash alva, even though it looks like alva, it's not a problem because we say wherever it is, it's as if it's being given to the shulchani right now, and therefore it's not a problem of ribbis. Now the Taisa's address is very nice. That's great when it's sabasa. But our Gemara is not talking about sabasa. In our Gemara's case, clearly the guy said, give me a dinar of brutus to pay my workers, and I'll give you back a yafa dinar. So let's say yafa dinar, dinar's okay. But vitresis, he's giving him extra. How's the guy take care of the extra? The extra's still extra. Sabasa, the fact that the saw's around, we say it's if you got it already, and therefore you already got the saw, no problem of fluctuations of inflation going up or down. But over here, giving extra. So in fact, Taisa's, bam, kasha. Taisa answers again that even over here, if I was to exchange head on a bunch of copper coins of a dinar for a dinar plus, it's like an exchange fee. You go to the bank, they charge you a little bit of exchange fee. If you have a currency exchange, even within a currency, sometimes for breaking down dollar bills or for converting dollars, there could be a slight fee. You go to a teller machine, they charge you a slight fee. There's a fee for a service fee. So if I do that, is that called ribbis? I find that not. It's not ribbis. There's no loan. Is it a loan? It's an exchange. Here, too, wasn't really a loan. That's the point. We're saying that's the main idea. The main idea is it's taka, not a loan. Over here, the employer wasn't borrowing money. He was saying, give me this money now, and I have money for you, and I'm exchanging it right now. The money, wherever it is yours right now. He just didn't. It's just a matter of him taking possession of it, but he's giving it. And therefore, even if it's extra, it's taka, not a problem. No vasik. Look at Gribus. Okay. The idea is that once it's already viewed as if you have right now, that's going to be sufficient. So he says, in answer to this as well. Okay. Tashima. Says Gemara Vayter on this topic of whether a matbea can work for chalipin. This is going to be a question that we seem to say again. This simple reading of this Mishnah, this is the famous Mishnah we referenced in Kedushin. The Mishnah seems to say that a chalipin, a coin, does affect chalipin. Let's see. Tashma kol nasa dam macher, anything that's used as money elsewhere, it sounds like something which could be used as money as a payment. Kibish zeh chazeh neschayv zeh chalipin. When someone takes the buyer takes responsibility for the coins, for the item, it's going instead of the coins. So when the seller takes possession of the money of this nasa b'damim, the money, the schayv zeh b'chalipin, the buyer is mechuyev to deliver properly the exchange for the money, namely, let's say the para, the animal, in exchange for that money. Now we're assuming it means literally money, and we're doing an act of chalipin. Says the Mishnah, what are you talking about? Matbeah, aren't we talking about a coin? It's a clear raya that matbeah does work for a chalipin. Again, this Mishnah is a Mishnah in Kedushin Chavches by the Sukkos over there of the Kinyanim. Says the Gemara, I'm reviewed that no. Hach Gamar. Here's after read a tafah base called Anishim Damim Bi Acher. Whatever is assessed whatever is evaluated, which means by definition, it's exactly opposite money. Money is money. It's 20, it's a 50, it's 100, it's 500, it's 1,000, however much money it is, count it out, but it is what it is. There's no evaluation. Something which is not money, something which is shava kesef, you need to do evaluations. It's called nishim damim acher. Whatever is assessed to be used as payment, meaning shava kesef, not kesef. So kivin shazach hazeh, once the one of the two parties is kaina, took possession of this shava kesef, this chayev zeh b'chalipin. He's chayev, the other one's chayev in the chalipin. It's automatic. But again, over there we're talking about peri and peri. Our habmin was we're talking about kesef and we're affecting chalipin through kesef. And the Torah says no, it's talking about peri and peri, not etayna. Says the mistavra. It's talking about mistavra. Mitani safe. Look at the safe of the mission over there in kedusha. What does it say? Ketzad. What's an example of this? The example clearly is not talking about kesef. Hichlev shar b'para b'chamar b'shar. One exchanges a shar for a para, an ox for a cow, or a cow, or a donkey for an ox. So over there, the halacha of it is, again, once one party takes the mashicha on one of the animals, the other one, it becomes, it's nikna the other one to the other party, it becomes nikna both sides, that's the power of chalipim. But the point is, it's clearly talking about peris over there, animals, nothing to do with kesef. Asking where it's taka, shmamina, it's taka clear. It's a good answer. The answer is not just a daichik, it's a clear answer, it's such a clear answer. My saka dafa mekura matbea, my ketzad. When you initially read the Mishnah and you thought ketzad means money, you thought the Mishnah means kol nishim adam means money. What did ketzad mean? Ketzad machlof par b'chamar, shar b'para. What do you mean? That's not money. What was the havamina? Says the mara hachamar. The havamina, we read the Mishnah as if, not that it said these words, but we read it, we stuck in these words as if the Mishnah says that whatever is damim b'acher, once you do chalipa of a part, the other part's kaina. And I was sticking these three words. Uperi nami, forwards. Peri nami of the chalipin. And also peri does chalipin. And case that's going on, those extra four words. We'd stick in like that the Mishnah is talking about a second topic. Peris alone, not just mice and peris. In our Havmina that we're talking about mice, the next part of the Mishnah was talking about mice. Was talking about Paris alone, and Paris alone could do chalipin, and what's the case? Kate said, Hichav Shar B'par, Echamar B'shar. Ultimately, that we say, we're not talking about mice at all, then the mission was one thing the whole time, talking about only Paris. The Habmina was the ratio of the mission was talking about mice. Okay. Says the Mar now, these interpretations of the Mishnah, whether we're talking about mice, and we fell off mice, I know we're talking about animals, is all good, only if you hold that animals will be chalipin. But if you recall, we started off with that, we spoke out right at the beginning, that Rav Nachman's of the opinion that it's got to be, for chalipin, a shoe. It's got to be a kli. It's got to fit the criteria that it was, like in the Pasuk Navi, Shlaf Ishnal, like a Kaili, well, animals are also not Kalim. So how's it working? Ha-Ani-Chav-Sheish-Dam-Rapair-Av-Dekhalipin. Says that Paris can do Chalipin. This Mishnah, in its ultimate reading, fits beautifully. Mimachav-Par-Bachamar is great. Elav nachman amar kli ein. Menachem says that Kli-Ein, a Kli works, Av-Dekhalipin. But Paris doesn't work Chalipin. Mike Kate said it's still a problem. Forget about mice not working. Even Paris, even animals don't work. Even if both animals doesn't work, what's going on over there? What's the Mishnah and Kedushin? Hachi Kamar, we have a very interesting title over here. We're talking about a very unusual case. Yesh Dam Sheikh B'Chalipin. There's a case, Taka, going back to our original interpretation of money, there's a case where money does work effectively for Chalipin. Unbelievable. Now, there's not changing the whole story on its head. Mice typically doesn't work for Chalipin. There's one case, there's one scenario where it does. What's that case? Ketzad. Now, we have to tweak it to the Mishnah a bit, but here's how we understand it. Hichlev Temei Shar B'Para. If one was doing an exchange of the value of a shar for a para, or demei chamar b'shar, or the value of a chamar b'shar, what does that mean? So explains Rashi at length, with the Farshim, they elaborate. We're talking about a case where Reuven went and bought from his friend. He said, I want to buy from you your cow. I want to buy from Shimon your cow. So he made a b'shicha, he was kind of Shimon's cow. And he owed Shimon how much? He owed Shimon $100. Shimon owed $100 from Reuven. And then Reuven has this chamar that Shimon wants. And Shimon decides that instead of demanding the $100 that he's owed from Reuven, he wants to be kind of the chamar. The halach is, in such a case, ironically enough, mice that already is owed from Reuven to Shimon, that is owed by Shimon, and Shimon says, Reuven, just keep the mice and let me be kind of the chamar. In such a case, over there it works. Over there it works, and right away, Shimon is in possession of the chamar. Shimon gets in the chamar right away. Over there, most usually, chalipin by mice for sure doesn't work. Right? Not just chalipin, where the mice is nikna b'chalipin, where the mice is making the kinyan, for sure. It doesn't work. And I was saying, in this unique case, it does work. The Gemara is going to explain why. What's the lumdus? My time. And this opens up a whole nother sugya. We'll speak more about this tomorrow, Mr. Hashem. My time. It comes up in tomorrow's daf as well. My time. To Rav Nachman. What's the Rav Nachman that's going to say it works over here? We're going with Rav Nachman who held that parents can't make chalipin. So why is it working over here? And our answer essentially is that over here, It's mice, and over here mice works for klipin. Why is that? Because some of the rabbis knows the rabbanon. Damar is vatera mice kindness. Rabbis is of the opinion that minat Torah mice is a kinyan. Minat Torah mice works to make a kinyan. This that we said in the beginning of our parak over here, that the money does not affect the kinyan. Only the peri affects the kinyan. That was the whole nafkina, whether the kesef and zav, which is the money, which is the peri, because only the peri mashiach of the peri makes a kinyan. Transferring the money doesn't make a kinyan. Makes mishapara, but doesn't make a kinyan. This that we said is really according to rabbanon a rabbinic zera. Minat Torah mice works. Why did they say Mashiach works and not mice? Because if we say mice works, so the seller who's selling an item for mice and he takes hold of the money and the king's ready chal, if there's some fire or some damage happens in one of his attics and one of his storage places, he's just going to say, oh, that's the stuff I planned to give to the guy who gave me the money, and he's going to mess over the buyer. The buyer's going to be at major risk. So in order to protect the buyers, we said the king is a chal to do Mashiach. Now Torah works right away. Whereas Medarabanam, because Xer Shabir, maybe he's gonna say, Nisfik Techabalia, your wheat got burnt in the attic. So therefore, Umilsa, therefore, they made a takana. Now here's key words. Umilsa the Shikha Gazbir Abanan, the Rabbanan make Xeris only for things that are Shriach. So regular kidding cast if the geyser doesn't work, you need a Shikha. But our case that we just spoke out, where Reuven sold something to Shimon and bought something from Shimon and didn't pay it, and then Shimon is gonna use that same money that Reuven owes him to buy something back for moving. It's a very unique case. Milsa, to buy something with money it's owed in a loan. Milsa, the Shisha, the Gosh Barbanon, they weren't guys, and over there, Kenyan Kesef works. So that's ironically, it's Vaitan, I work on Sklepin. But over there, it's going to work. Hichlof Parbachamar is going to work because it's going to work because it's working with Terry's Kenyan Kesef, and Kenyan Kesef in that particular case works. The freshman discussed, we're out of time, we're very short, we have to go, I still want to go a few more lines further, but the freshman discussed, what about being Makna Bemilva? You know, Kedusha Milva doesn't work. Over here, the Chorashim is being Nikna Bemilva, being Michael the Milva. They discussed, it's the Hanah being Michael the Milva. Okay, it tastes dresses. It's the you've been cutting with the Hanas Mechila of the Milva. Okay, let's go further. Rish Lakish Amar Meshicha Mefresh B'Tera. Now Rish Lakish was opposite. He knows the Meshicha is not at the Pshat the Minat Torah Ma'is Kindness, and they were geizer to switch to Meshicha. The Rabbanon Minat Torah the Kinyan is Meshicha. Okay, so according to Rish Lakish, it says Meshicha is a Kinyan Minat Torah. Now let's go back to the Mishnah. Ha Nichi Savla Kiroshesus. If Rish Lakish was Meshicha is a Kinyan Torah. So going back to the, which means that Kesef is not a deraisa kinyan. So how do you understand the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Hanicha Yisrael like Rav Sheshes, if he holds like Rav Sheshes, who holds that Peiris Kedu Chalipin, Givaldig, Metasuk Rav Sheshes. He'll understand the Mishnah, we're talking about Chalipin being happening with Peiris. El Yisrael like Rav Nachman, if Rish Lakish, who argues Rabbi Yechon, and says that Nika Kinyan Minat Torah is Mashicha and not Kesef. If he subscribes to Rav Nachman's opinion that Peiris can't do Chalipin, so he has to come out to the Pshat we just said that you're being makna with the Mayas that in our scenario, Shimon is being meichel to Reuven back the mayas that Reuven owes him, and through that he's being kind of the chamar. That's a kinyan kesef, and it works the way because it's a milsa shchicha. But according to Rav Sheshes, according to Reish Lakish, meshicha works minat Torah, kesef doesn't. So how does kesef work over here? Manavshach, it can't work on kesef, and it can't work on chalipin if he holds like Rav Sheshes. If he holds like Rav Nachman, that chalipin doesn't work on Paris. If he holds like Rav Sheshes, that chalipin works on Paris. So it's working with chalipin. The simple taich machapar bachamar is working with the regular chalipin. Peri for peri. That's the simple taich. Shemar says indeed that's the case. Says more Ella Isav Rav Nachman don't repay the chalipin. Umat bein lekani Paris can't do chalipin according to Nachman. And Umat beyas can't make a kinyan according to Rav Sheshes. According to Reish Lakish. So. Hey, Chaim Tavis, how's he going to learn the Mishnah? Al Karchach, we'll stop with this. Kev Sheshes Matarasla. Al Karchach, you're right. Reish Lakish must learn the Mishnah like Kev Sheshes. That we're talking about the simple taich. The Machlos Par Bechamar is Peri Beperi. Otherwise, Itaka wouldn't work. The Mara is going to pick up on the same topic on this conversation about whether coins can be Chalipin again. The Mara is going to pick it up, continue it tomorrow. Mitzvah, have a wonderful day. Or evening, sorry.